at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. This has been a brutal flu season in North Texas. Nearly 40 people have died so far. And today, schools in the Bonham District, about an hour northeast of Plano, announced they would shut down for a week because of the flu outbreak. The district today said its 6 campuses are closing because so many kids and staff had come down with the flu. Schools will be shuttered starting tomorrow. The hope is to reopen next Wednesday. Besides classes, all evening activities have also been canceled or moved. Last month, just east of Dallas, the flu forced schools in Sunnyvale to close for about 2 days. Fans of the Dallas Mavericks will soon have a new high-tech option to pay for tickets. Owner Mark Cuban says the team will become the first pro sports franchise outside California to accept Bitcoin. KERA's Gus Contreras has the latest on Cuban's cryptocurrency play.
Mark Cuban spent much of last year talking about a Bitcoin bubble.
Most stocks, there's no intrinsic value because you have no true ownership rights, no voting rights. You know, you just have the ability to buy and sell those stocks. They're like baseball cards. And I think Bitcoin's the same thing.
Next year, fans can turn those virtual baseball cards into basketball tickets. The Mavs owner answered a Twitter question Monday about when the team would start accepting Bitcoin. Cuban told Bloomberg that the team will start accepting currency, like Bitcoin and Ether, from companies it does business with. And he wants to make it easy for fans to pay that way. The big question now? Whether Dirk Nowitzki will still be around to spend those Bitcoins on. Gus Contreras, KERA News.
North Texas is about to get a visit from one of the hottest names in Hollywood and in politics. Oprah Winfrey is headlining an April fundraiser for a Plano food pantry. Expect to hear something along these lines from her speech at the Golden Globes.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men. But their time is up.
Those cheers and that speech got Political Times talking about a possible Oprah for President campaign. Today in Collin County, Minnie's Food Pantry announced that Winfrey will lead the nonprofit's gala. It's scheduled for April 3rd, and tickets range from $300 to $2,500. And now to think. When Anjuli Kumar became a mother, she suddenly wanted to understand complex questions about the meaning of life. So she set out on a quest to find God at sweat lodges, laughing yoga, and even the Burning Man Festival. Today on Think, she told Chris Boyd what drove her quest to find her own spirituality.
You know, it probably was propelled more by a search for community than I even realized, because I have found so many communities over the course of writing this book that I don't think I even realized I needed. You know, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago with a really large South Asian community around me. A lot of my parents' friends who come from India were first, you know, as immigrants. And so we were a first generation community. And so I had that community. But then leaving there when I was, 17, 18 to go to college, I kind of lost that anchoring. And so being in a place like New York, which is where I live now, it is hard to find community. And even though I have a lot of friends, we're all so busy and everybody's kind of running around doing their own thing, that I probably was looking for more answers and community and somebody just to tell me what the right answer was than I realized.
Anjuli Kumar is the author of Stalking God, My Unorthodox Search for Something to Believe In. This episode of Think Rears tonight at 10. You can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, we'll visit a school in the Vickery Meadows neighborhood of Dallas that's devoted to helping its students get hands-on experience with money. Conrad High School has a student body loaded with refugees and kids from poor households. Many of them have to work to support their families. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, that means learning about budgeting, saving, and investing, and it can't wait.
Students in the Finance Academy at Conrad High School take classes like accounting and securities. They watch a stock ticker scroll in real time, and they're fast-tracked for paid internships at local corporations. On this particular afternoon, students, not teachers, are planning off-site visits to local companies like Dave & Buster's and Men's Warehouse. They have to figure out what time they can leave campus, when they can squeeze in lunch, and how they're going to travel.
And if y'all want Uber, it's $8 to $9.
They're considering the train, the bus, Uber, one of those bike shares, even hoofing it.
33 minutes with Speedy Gonzalez walk, though.
Conrad senior Brenda Martinez takes charge at the front of the class, plotting out potential routes and calculating costs on the whiteboard. She plans to study business in college. Her family is low income, and she hopes studying finance at Conrad might put her on a different track.
My mom and my dad, they divorced, so basically I live with my mom, and she's a mother of four that just provides for all four of us, basically. We only ask for my dad's money, like, if we really need it.
Her paid internship over the summer at Capital One meant she could pitch in with family expenses. More importantly, what Martinez has learned at Conrad has helped her educate her loved ones.
Basically, when my mom, she tells me to, like, oh, can you help me out with this, like, with the bills? I really don't understand it. Here we go over it, like, oh, what does this mean when a bank sends you this? What can the debit card do? What can the credit card do?
That's the whole idea behind the Finance Academy. Help students understand stocks and insurance, cultivate an interest in business and entrepreneurship, and teach real financial literacy.
The earlier we can get them involved with understanding how their work works with their money, etc., maybe we could increase our overall national average of people saving and budgeting.
Janelle Humphreys runs the Academy of Business and Finance at Conrad. She says at this school, more than 50 different languages are spoken due to a large population of refugee students. So building financial literacy skills sometimes means starting at the very beginning.
When you talk about concepts and operations of money, that is, you know, zero for a good population of our students when they first join us.
That means teaching some kids to recognize currency and make change, which is why Humphreys lobbied hard to get two ATMs installed inside the school.
In having the strongest relationship with your money, sometimes you just need to see it.
The next step is opening a functioning bank on campus, a satellite branch of an existing financial institution. Conrad already has the space cleared out. There's seating, teller windows, even a boardroom. A few years ago, it was a pretend bank that circulated what they called Conrad cash. You could trade it for snacks, a good spot in the cafeteria line, or extra credit. Humphreys says that was a good start. But these students have jobs and pay bills. They need the real thing.
There's a good chunk of students here that might be head of or co-head of household. So once they do finally figure out, you know, how they're bringing in money, now there's a whole issue of budgeting, et cetera. And that's what we're missing for students in this area. We have a lot of students that help support their family.
Christopher Linez is one of them.
Yeah, money's really tight. My mom works at a factory, and my dad doesn't because he's disabled. My mom is the only one that brings, you know, really like a flow of income in.
Which is why Linez is looking for work. He's already had two paid internships through the Finance Academy and loves having money in the bank. He's not a spender.
I'm keeping my money. I'm saving it. And through the two internships, I've earned like $3,600. And I budgeted that, and I still have over $1,000 now. Anytime mom needs money, I'm like, hey, sure, I'll pay it.
For the most part, these students don't get a weekly allowance, and they're not spending the money they do have on nights out with their friends. They're helping make life easier for their families, and hopefully forming habits that will brighten their futures too. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
A hard freeze watch is in effect for much of the listening area until 10 tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with a cold low around 12. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 33, and tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 20. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.